The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now we move on to a failure to reform rural housing policy in Ireland will accelerate rural depopulation, increase pressure on urban housing and drive further increases in house prices and rents. Well, that is the warning today from the Hardware Association Ireland's new report. And their chief executive officer, Martin Markey, joins me in the studio now. Good morning to you, Martin.
Good morning, Claire.
So you're concerned in the Hardware Association about one-off housing, how difficult it is for people to build. So you must be heartened now by the noise we're hearing from government in relation to all of this.
Well, we like what we're hearing, Claire. I suppose we will follow up on it, and let's hope that it does come to pass. Because I suppose when we're looking at rural housing, one-off housing, as it's also known as, if you go back to 2006, we built 23,000. And last year, we built less than 6,000, and it's been kind of bumping along at the 5,000-6,000 for the last 10 years.
It's about just over 16% of the total.
Yes. Now, if it had kept pace with population growth since 2006, we'd now be building 33,000 one-off rural houses.
Mm-hmm. But you know what happens when we have a storm and we have, you know, our electricity is down. We hear the reason why it's taking so long to get people back up and running again is because we have such a complex network across the country because of the one-off houses. And that's always an argument against it. That and the cost of that infrastructure, which drives electricity costs up for all of us.
Hmm. Well, if you look at, for example, one-off houses at the moment in 2026, effectively a new built house is the best built house in history. Likewise, from an environmental viewpoint, it's the most environmentally friendly house in history. So I don't know if that argument stacks up. I think it's a little bit past its sell-by date at this point. As well as that, for example, if you look at the societal changes since even before COVID. Before COVID, we had about 750,000 people working from home. Now it's nearly 1 million people working from home. And likewise, if we're looking at transport, if we're looking at cars, last year, newly bought cars, 56% were either fully electric or hybrids. So many of those arguments in terms of environmentally friendliness have kind of gone by the wayside.
And can you
point.
Explain to me what is your organisation's interest in this, in putting forward this argument, the Hardware Association of Ireland?
Yes, well, I suppose if we look at Hardware Association Ireland, our members supply all the building materials that go into a house. So, and it accounts for perhaps about 80% of their business. So consequently, what happens in housing or what doesn't happen in housing is of real significance to us and our members. And I suppose about 3 years ago, we started looking at providing solutions as best we could, practical solutions to the housing crisis. So 4 years ago, we produced the report Into Empty or Vacant Homes. That has now been a major success. The recommendations of those have been taken on board. And last year, we saw 3,000 empty homes brought back to life. And this year, and going forward over the next few years, we're looking at 5,000-6,000 per year. So that's a very successful strategy in terms of housing. Last year, ourselves and a number of like-minded organisations, the Architects Association, the Estate Agents Association, the Green Building Council, we came together as a group and we put together a number of recommendations for above-the-shop properties to have them rejuvenated and brought back to life. And that they are going to, Minister Brown signed off the incentives for that fairly recently. And that will again kick in perhaps at the end of the year into next year. And again, we're looking at 5,000-6,000 units per year. So both those are adding volume. And we are in such a housing crisis. Volume is a key thing.
I'm just looking at the messages that are coming in as we're chatting here. One-off housing planning can't have been too restrictive. The countryside is blighted with mansions already. This will make it even worse. Build up the towns and the cities. And this listener says that one-off housing is no good on any metric. What do you say to that
argument?
Well,
building up the towns and cities, absolutely agree with that. But we're in such a housing crisis at the moment. So, for example, if you look at the Housing Commission, the report that they brought out a year and a half ago said that we were short housing units of about 250,000. So that's 250,000 of our fellow citizens don't have houses at the moment. And if we look at the figures for people under 44 owning, that has plummeted since 2011. Likewise, the number of working adults living at home with their parents has spiralled to an all-time high. Mm-hmm.
But a lot of those people won't own land, and you need to own land to build on it in rural Ireland.
Some of them will own land, and those that do own land or could potentially own land are being stymied by a regulation in housing at the moment called the Local Housing Need or the Housing Need Regulation, and that's preventing probably thousands of homes being built at the moment.
Mm, but you would still need to have a connection to the local area under what is proposed to go to Cabinet next month, right? Do you support that?
Up to a point. It depends how it's enforced and how local that need is, shall we say, because I think the last time I looked, we lived in a republic. So, you know, should people have the right to build a house in any part of the country? I would say yes, why not? That's how we live.
So modern rural homes, according to your report, are more sustainable than ever, but they will still need the services and the infrastructure, won't they, to be livable entities?
Absolutely, as do any urban houses or apartments. We all need infrastructure.
Yeah, but it's easier to do that when you have a collection of houses in an estate or in already developed and serviced land.
It's
different when you're building a one-off house in the middle of the country.
Well, again, it's not either or. And in contrast to, for example, when we're looking at the rejuvenation of empty homes, the deciding factor in that, the important factor in that was to get a smart incentive. That smart incentive, as in a grant, is now there, and that's working, and working very well. Likewise, above the shop, again, it's a smart incentive. Again, it's a grant, and it's a very good grant. When it kicks off, it'll be very good. When it comes to one-off housing, surprisingly, when we did this survey, and we did quite an extensive survey of stakeholders in the marketplace, the financial end of it didn't come back. So there is no real demand for looking for a financial incentive to build rural family homes. What they are looking for is to stand down this regulation.
Mm-hmm. So what we see, and it was the Sunday Independent had a good report on this yesterday. So they're saying that there might be a relaxation and you'd be more able to build a house behind an existing property. So that really means behind Mammy and Daddy's house, doesn't it?
Yes.
Then you would also have encouragement to build ribbons of houses in rural areas so that that servicing problem could be affected. Is there anything additional required, do you believe, in order to push this forward?
Well, I suppose, you know, what we're talking about there is clustering, and that's a good idea. So, yeah, beside a village, you would have a serviced field, and then that would be sold to people to build a number of houses. So, like that in itself, that is a very good idea. We'd like to see that rolled out, but we haven't seen it rolled out hitherto. Mm-hmm. You know,
so, well, it's going to Cabinet next week. How do you guard against people building holiday homes as a one-off house in rural Ireland? Or do you have a concern in that regard?
Well, I suppose in terms of building materials, we're kind of agnostic on that. We're the hardware association. So whether people are buying the building materials to build their own house or a holiday home, we're kind of agnostic on that. But I suppose in terms of public policy.
But I mean, you said you were very concerned about the housing problem, but you're not concerned about vacant houses around the country being built for people who can afford to have two homes.
Well, I suppose in terms of housing policy, in terms of public policy, what they could do is put in a proviso whereby it can't be used as a holiday home for certainly a period of time.
Mm-hmm. One-off housing is in demand because urban living outside of the most affluent areas of towns and cities is such a failure. Opponents should focus on addressing all of the failures in urban living, crime and grime and antisocial behaviour. That's an argument, I think, for another day. These are listener comments that I'm bringing you now. Norway with a population similar to here, with a slightly larger area, have one-off houses everywhere, even in places where you would never expect to see a property. And another one says, restrict foreign investment. How many holiday homes are there? Another on the empty homes above shops. What about the empty promises in that regard? Well, that's coming. The grant structure is coming and these should all be made available for housing. Do you see that there will be a big demand for those properties over shops in towns around the country?
We would say there'd be a massive demand for above the shop rejuvenation. We estimate, I think, about 5,000-6,000 per annum. If you do a count, in nearly every town and village in the country, there's a huge cohort of empty and hardly used above the shop spaces. So again, there's huge potential in that.
Thank you very much for coming in. And the Hardware Association of Ireland CEO, Martin Markey there. And if you have anything to say about that, do get in touch on WhatsApp 087 1400 106. Back after this.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.